Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A National Weather Service winter storm watch is in effect for the communities along the western Prince William Sound. According to the National Weather Service alert, heavy snow is possible Monday night through Tuesday afternoon for the cities of Whittier, Seward, and Moose Pass, and total snow accumulation of 12 to 18 inches is possible for higher elevation areas of the Seward Highway, including the Turnagain Pass and Summit Lake. Additionally, winds could gust as high as 55 miles per hour, and in areas with blowing snow, visibility could be reduced to 1/4 mile or less. Travel may be difficult and whiteout conditions possible at times. Gusty winds could also bring down tree branches. Areas of light snow will develop Monday night over the interior eastern Kenai Peninsula, along with strengthening easterly winds. This could initially lead to areas of low visibility as the snow blows around. However, conditions will deteriorate by early Tuesday morning as much heavier precipitation arrives. While precipitation will start out as mostly snow, warmer air will lead to a transition to rain for much of the Seward Highway corridor by midday on Tuesday. Precipitation could remain in the form of snow for most or all of the day for the Turnagain Pass and Summit Lake areas. Monitor the latest forecast for updates on the situation. State juvenile justice officials and prosecutors are reviewing a case involving two Homer Middle School boys. They're accused of using artificial intelligence to create nude photos of multiple classmates. Using AI to produce sexual abuse material is illegal. The Homer Police Department's Lieutenant Ryan Browning says the investigation began when one girl reported that her classmates created nude photographs of her, but now the case involves many more victims. "We started our investigation getting some of the digital devices and quickly realized that it was spiraling to more than just one young lady," said Lieutenant Browning. "I think we're up to 10 or 11 victims right now that this has happened to, that the kids were circulating these photos, so not just the two boys, but they would send it to other classmates and other classmates were circulating it as well." Now the case is in the hands of the State Division of Juvenile Justice. A division spokesperson said in an email they will review the case with the district attorney's office for the appropriate legal response. Under Alaska law, the division can't provide more information about the minors. In response to the incident, Browning held a presentation earlier on how to navigate parenting on social media. He's held this presentation locally and across the state. Browning says charges associated with these incidents generally involve multiple felonies related to the production of child sex abuse material, including unlawful exploitation of a minor and possessing and distributing the material. These incidents are part of a growing wave of minors creating fake nudes of their peers. In the past year, these incidents have been reported across the country, including New Jersey and California. United States Attorney S. Lane Tucker announced last week that the Justice Department will monitor compliance with federal voting rights in five Alaska jurisdictions for the November 5th general elections. The jurisdictions to be monitored are the Bethel Census Area, Dillingham Census Area, Kusilvak, North Slope, and Northwest Arctic Borough. The Justice Department enforces federal voting rights laws that protect the rights of all eligible citizens to access the ballot. The department regularly deploys its staff to monitor for compliance with federal civil rights laws in elections in communities all across the country. The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division will coordinate the effort. Monitors will include Justice Department personnel who will contact state and local election officials as needed throughout Election Day. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.